Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. FBI Special Counsel Robert Mueller has obtained thousands of emails and documents from President Trump's transition team after the 26th election and before he took office on January 20th. Of course, it's all part of the investigation into Russian interference and possible collusion in the campaign. White House lawyers, meanwhile, are challenging the legality of Mueller collecting evidence in this way, and the president has called the investigation a witch hunt. But conservative media outlets are doing something different here. A steady drumbeat at places like Fox News, consistently and relentlessly attacking Mueller and his investigation.
So the investigation into Donald Trump's campaign has been crooked from the jump.
If the fix was in, Comey should go to jail.
This is worse than even I imagined.
But we don't even know how much money Mueller has requested to spend on this witch hunt.
The investigation was weaponized to destroy his presidency for partisan political purposes.
It's time to take them out in cuffs.
Those attacks have people wondering if the White House's allies are laying the groundwork for the president to fire Robert Mueller. Nicole Hemmer is an assistant professor at the University of Virginia Miller Center and author of Messengers of the Right, Conservative Media and the Transformation of American Politics.
We see hosts calling this investigation illegitimate, saying that it's a partisan witch hunt, saying that Trump should end the investigation, and seem a little curious as to why he hasn't ended it already.
So talk about the latest charge that conservative media are hammering on here. One was that there was a member of Mueller's team that was shown texting pro-Hillary stuff to a girlfriend, right? But what about this latest episode? Bob Mueller obtains tens of thousands of emails from the General Services Administration from the Trump transition team. What's wrong with that in the eyes of the critics of the investigation here?
Well, in a kind of lovely irony, calling back to the 2016 campaign, they're arguing that those emails are private and that he shouldn't have access to them, that they're protected by either executive privilege or just by privacy rights. The thing that has been so upsetting, it seems, to members of the Trump team is that they did not know that he had those emails and therefore have not aligned the stories that they have told the investigative team with what those emails may reveal. So there is a real panic happening, but the charges that he shouldn't have them in the first place.
Now, you've written about and talked about a feedback loop in conservative media. What exactly do you mean by that phenomenon? And do you see it here?
Yes. And so conservative media are very much aware that Donald Trump is pretty upset about this investigation. Trump has made very clear since it began that he felt like it was an illegitimate investigation. And places like Fox News know that Trump watches them. What they're doing is they're picking up on his dislike and disdain for this investigation, and then they're feeding into that by running segments that they know that he'll see about how the investigation is illegitimate, and that simply gives him more sort of fodder for believing that it's something that shouldn't be happening. And so I think it ups the likelihood that, despite what he said yesterday, that he would end this investigation.
You know, a lot of people have been concerned and criticized Fox News for essentially carrying the White House message too often on their broadcasts. This seems like a separate concern. This seems like the opposite, that Fox News might actually be influencing the president himself.
Even if it's not a coordinated effort, that Fox, since Trump won the nomination and then the presidency, really has shifted to become more Trumpian and to try to give the president what he wants in their messaging. And he watches it, so it gins him up as well.
What has to happen for this discontent over the investigation to get out of the Fox News world and into the rest of the media?
There would have to be some sort of really legitimate story to come out that would discredit the Mueller investigation. And just given what we know about the players involved, that seems unlikely to happen, but we'll have to wait and see.
Nicole Hemmer from the Miller Center at the University of Virginia, also author of Messengers of the Right. Professor Hemmer, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.